Κουρόκανον, honorable members, let me take the opportunity to welcome you this morning, I mean this afternoon. We have been granted the permission to have a meeting to sit because we are debating next week on Wednesday, so we have to look at the report on the departmental strategic plan. And then we have to adopt it because it can't be, we can't go ahead with a budget debate without adopting this report. So that is why we have been granted this permission to have this meeting at this time. But I don't think it's going to take much of our time because what we can do, we're going to look at the report. And if there are any amendments that required to be done, I think I'm going to sit with my office so that we do those amendments before the report is 80-seat. But I would suggest that the members accept that before the report is 80-seat, it has to be circulated to the members so that they can see if all those amendments have been captured appropriately. So I would appeal to the members to give the office that mandate. Otherwise, we can start with the report. We'll recall that because we don't have apologies. We have got an apology from Honorable Sosibo. She has attended a WIPARI meeting that started at after plenary. I'm sure she's on her way after that meeting. Members, we recall that we have held, on page one, we have held a numerous sessions with the department. I think we started in March, around about the 16th. So we engaged the department. I think we have done our mark. We engaged the department vigorously, so I don't think there's we have done our mark on that one. So page one just relates to the policy and the legislative aspect that guides us in terms of our oversight, and then number two it relates to the mandate of the department. So mandate is always there. Then the on page two, I think that's where we need to look at the issues there. There's a summary of the strat plan that was presented before the portfolio committee, where the department presented the key programs and projects that are undertaken by the department, of which FLISP was amongst those programs, as well as the rectification and accreditation, and well as social and rental housing units. They committed themselves that they will improve the delivery in their plans. They intended to improve the delivery on social and rental housing, as well as the intergovernmental collaboration and coordination. Then I think those on day one, those were the issues that were raised. Then in terms of the State of the Nation address, the department on page three reported that there is an amount of 47 billion committed for the renewal energy programs, although we are aware that this program is not championed by the Department of Human Settlements. It falls under the competency of energy. But the president has given I think that is the mandate that is given to the Department of Human Settlements to work in collaboration with the Department of Energy in ensuring that. But I think on this issue, we still need, I think in our recommendations, I think COLISA should dot down. In our recommendations, we have an amendment. We need to re-invite the department together with the Department of Energy. I think that is very crucial, because if you remember, Honorable Members, when we were discussing this, we did not get exactly what are the plans that are there between these two departments to ensure that that rollout is not just going to be rolled out by ESCOM, but what will be the role of the human settlement in that project rollout. Are they going to get like it is supposed to be done in the deed register, when you are going to have a project in a certain area? So I think for us, we need to know if in their plans, if they have planned to have a project in Kubulethu Section 1. And then for me, I think that it is important for them to rope in ESCOM by that particular time to make sure that those solar geysers on that particular time are there. So they should not come later on, or 2 years or after 3 years. So I think we need that engagement with the department. So I think Honourable Members, we need to look at that. As well as the green economy, it was also indicated in the State of the Nation address under human settlement. Then the FLISO have already spoken to FLISP. And then the issue of housing for mine workers, for workers living in the mining areas, that one is not clear again. I don't think we have established a clear strategy on that one. So I think we need to engage more, even after the budget debate with the department. So I should go to the amendments of our recommendations. Then the issue of the National Integrated Urban Development Framework, we were informed that it is undertaken by, is it the TR of Economic Development? Seemingly it's Economic Development. So which means after the budget vote, we need to double check how far is the process, and then how do we ensure that we are roped in that process. Yeah, so I think those were the issues. So I'm leaving this page to page. Okay, let me finish the issue of the numbers. They presented the budget that was appropriated to them, which is 28 billion. So let me pause and give the Honourable Member to comment on this.
Yeah, for now. It was for on that day.
I don't think we can dwell much on the issue of programs, but there are the programs. We all know about these programs, and then the budget that has been allocated. I don't think we do have anything to dispute, or not necessarily to dispute, but to comment on it.
I don't want to dispute anything, but I'm just wondering if we haven't had a chance to look at this yet, but where is us fitting in there? because that's, you got it. Oh, all right, if it's there, then let's not dwell on it.
Okay. Mouse is on page 5, program 3. Yes, keep it.
Yeah, I don't see. I see there's a bit of a reference, but it's in the paragraph, but it's not being highlighted as one of the key projects moving forward, and that's our infamous sanitation.
Yeah.
Just appears in a paragraph, but it's not being put as one of the key priority projects and programs. Yeah.
Okay. So we need to double check our yes.
Yeah.
We need to double check our notes on sanitation, what we have been said on sanitation. But the issue of sanitation has been raised on program 4. They referred to rural household infrastructure grants, program 4. But what Honorable Mukhalapa is raising is the issue of sanitation in a form of priority.
Legislation.
Yeah, which means in our recommendation, it's going to appear then. Yes. But yes, but what we need to do, Valentina, we need to recommend it in terms of, because it has been prioritized in terms of six strategic infrastructure projects. It is there. So even if the department is not presented to us as a priority, but it is our obligation to make sure that it is there because it appears to naturally in the program. So that is why we are, it should be put in our amendments and in the recommendations. And then it is also the issue of the MTGs is there, it is appearing. Then the delivery agreement for outcome 8 on page 8 is still the figures that are there, as well as the budget. That's 31.70%. The total budget that has been allocated to outcome 8. Am I correct? Yes. Yeah. Delivery agreement. You know, there has been a confusion from the presentation of the department. They would come up with national priorities and then come up with priority projects. And you'll find out an outcome 8. So you don't understand exactly what it's all about. So because what they need to do, they need to define what is a national project? Who decides that this is a national project? Then what is the difference between a national project and a priority project? And outcome 8? Because as far as we understand, as members of parliament, is that outcome 8 is a government strategic focus.
So that confusion arises about sometimes which one, because even bilateral, they are different representations.
Chair, with regards to outcome 8, will that merge with the issue of the conditional grant as well? In view of what you're saying with regards to a particular project, so emphasis must be then placed on the conditional grant as to how is it aligning itself to which project.
Chair, I agree with you both with what Honorable Bula just said now, and with the confusion. If you remember, I raised it again when we had our strategic workshop to say, why do we have national priorities and priority projects and outcome 8? Isn't it that a confusion? You know, and we haven't yet, the national priorities, the priority projects, I thought were those projects that were earmarked. And to compound the program, you've got also the strategic integrated project, the mining towns.
Mm-hmm.
They come on top of what the priority projects are. So I don't understand why does the department say national priorities and priority projects. And
okay.
Quite rightly so, Honorable Bula, where does the conditional grant go? Does it go to the priority, national priorities, or to the priority project, or to outcome 8? So there is a bit of a gray area there that they need to clarify. And I don't understand who came up with this, because if it wasn't here last year, I don't recall us talking about national priorities. We spoke about priority project and outcome 8. Because priority project you understood as both the parallels and the reference. And then an addition for this year was just the presidential and mining towns. Now I fail to understand which one is which one and which one takes precedence over which.
And just to kind of what you are saying is that last year our understanding was that there was a 20%
exact
for national projects. There was a 20% that was contained by the national department. Yeah. So that it could be imagined. So that, yeah. But now this one, so I think you need to make a follow up on this one. They have to come back again.
Don't want to confuse the issue. That's fine. I'm in agreement with that. But if we actually take the delivery agreement for outcome set 2014 target, that's on page 7,
okay.
It should translate into these figures on page 8, I would think. What you've got here on page 7,
mm-hmm.
It talks about the delivery, and you've got these units here and these figures here. All right?
Yes, I can see.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one.
Now, if you turn over the page and you see it documented in these blocks like this, it doesn't correspond nearly to the figures here. Because if you're talking about accelerating delivery housing opportunities, it would, I would think, be corresponding with your informal settlement upgrading, for example. And you're looking there, and it's clearly delivered. It's the same thing we're talking about. But you're nowhere near, although we've already had delivery of 400,000. Is this now the balance of what is left for 2014? And likewise for your affordable, you know, rental and your land parcel as well. So I don't know if the members could just look at that and see if that's making any, you know, we talk about the improved property market, the 600,000, for example. that's when your affordable housing and rental is going to come in. Now, is this the end now to bring us in line with 600,000 jobs at the top?
Honourable woman, I think if you are looking at page 7, these are the outcome aids that the department is expected to deliver by 2014. So then when you get to page 8, I'm sure this is the report, but the way they've put it, the documents, that is what is confusing us. Because these are the delivery agreements. If you look at this, the informal settlement upgrading, it's 29 sites and 37,000 units. Then they will have a deficit of 146 towards reaching that 400,000. Yeah? That is my interpretation as I'm looking at it. Can you look at it? Can you really look at it? Yes. No, this is a deficit of 400,000, because they are working towards achieving 400,000 units by 2014. So if they've achieved those, if you add the 29 and 37, because I think even this department, what they are doing, has been captured from their report. There's something that is missing on page 7. When the State of the Nation address was clear to saying it's a upgrading of 400,000 informal settlements, and those households should have tenure. So I think if you have got a service site, and that service site belongs to you, it has been allocated to you, whether you are going to build it for yourself and you have got a title deed for that, that is tenure. So if you interpret those 29,000 sites, we are not sure whether those 29,000 sites are the ones they are going to be distributed to those people in formal settlements as an in-situ upgrading. We are not sure whether those are the in-situ upgrading. And then the 37,000 units are the ones where people are going to be relocated.
Just to compound the problem. Remember,
we don't have time. When the department is here,
yeah,
we ask questions and then they don't respond to our questions. And then
we
don't have
to. The target is 400,000 households.
By 20.
And it's a difference between a site, a unit, and a household.
Okay.
Now, the figures that they are saying here, it doesn't speak to the households, the 400,000 households that we are talking about.
Something
different to the target that they have set. So let's forget about the new things now, which means we need to forget about something new. Let's engage now the department. How do they understand the State of the Nation address? And then how do they respond to the State of the Nation address that came up with outcome 8? Ewa. So,
Chair, I think you're right. I think we can only move on now because these are figures that have come from the department. But I think at least we've got figures that we can now monitor. But I think in future it would be, because we don't know how many have been delivered of the 400,000. We don't know that.
They said 147.
No, no. There's a deficit of 147. They delivered this 37,000 of the 29 sites. Now, does that add up? And there's still a difference. So something has been delivered, you know, in the previous years. Because don't forget, this has come from 2009. But the thing is, and I think we're getting closer. But what we do need is the total that has been delivered now. Is this just the what's left? Is my point, because it's not tying up, and I think we must get to a point where we tie up with what they say. It must total correctly, so that we can monitor. But I agree. I think we need to move on. There's nothing we can do now.
No.
The department are not here. We've been through everything, and this is where we're at. But it's just something for us to flag in future. To get more clarity.
In fact, there's nothing wrong from what we're doing. This is the correct procedure because now we are considering, this is the consideration of the report that we received from the department. So we are picking up issues now. That is the right thing that we are doing because we are picking up issues that need our attention now. To make sure that when we report now, we report correctly. Okay.
Jeff, I'm sure we just check your facts before you write the final report. Because when we had our threat plan, remember they gave us the MDG and Outcome A progress report. And in that report, they said they have delivered 147,000 out of the 400,000 exactly. So, yeah, just verify. That's why I'm saying I don't know what this one is.
No, this is from their document. This one. Because they when we get their presentations, we don't alter these. We don't alter them. We just put them as they are.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was just going to ask you, I think it's here the same question. That it means the deficit of 147. It means that is what is left up until 2014.
Wow.
According to you. So that means the 200 and something that is the case, according to this.
So we need to engage more.
Oh, okay.
Right. Let's carry on to page 9. There's nothing in it. But we'll dwell much on that one. As well as page 10. I don't think there's nothing in it, but the figures were going from Dr. Sevilla. And then we've got.
Thank you, Chairperson. There is no problem, only say comment.
Yes,
Chairperson, I was trying to check that one, the report of verification. There was no report from Houghton and Boston Natal about this verification because that only shows Eastern Cape, only Eastern Cape.
Which page is that?
Nothing on Northwest because I remember there was some report on page 9 under 5.2.4.
First day. the first day they didn't, you remember, on the first day, they didn't have, they were just started that seeker, which is 600 tenso, and we requested them to make a breakdown when they come back. So that was the first meeting. There was no breakdown.
Do we adopt the report without breakdowns?
Yes.
Yes, we will adopt the report because that was that. This is what was presented to us. We are going to adopt it, but with our recommendations. Yes, we are going to adopt it with amendments, and the amendments they are going to be attached in to our recommendations. That is why I was saying, Honorable Kalaba, that before this report is 80 feet, it has to be circulated to members so that they verify that those, yeah.
Mama, you're
presentation was done by the National Department, and it was just coming from the province. So I don't think there's much there. Then the comment on page 16. Those are your comments on page 16. If anything that has been left out, Honorable Duncan. Betty?
Yes.
Those are your comments. On page 16. Concern that we had on this particular day when the department was reporting that the National Treasury approved the budget for the organogram. Ne? But there was something that, but at the same time did not approve. I mean, approved the staff establishment, but did not approve the budget. You remember that one? They said we're going to make up before, we're going to make it for us. Remember, man? Yeah. I think that issue is on the comments. It does not appear, but in the report it is there. So I think that is the only issue I observe that should be inserted so that we make a follow up on this one. Yes.
I just think this is just a small thing, but it's not making, a slide. If you look at the first bullet point there, the department reported that its budget was not in line with organizational structure, but all programs were catered for within the 28 billion rand, that a slide of 3 billion has been added. Now, what is that? A slide that kids slide on? It's not... Is it a slide in the presentation? Is that what we're talking about? A slide. What has been added in the budget, and it was only related to USDG and HSSG.
It was one page. All the pages slide.
Yeah. There was another.
We're going to accept them as they
are,
for nothing. Whether they spend it or not is another story. On page 19, I'm not sure. Maybe I missed something because I remember I left. There was a meeting that I left, the meeting when we were not finished. I'm not sure if we have received the list of the municipalities that have been accredited. I don't remember. Maybe members would remember. Also, have you ever received a list? So we have not yet received the list of, for instance, here it is saying the department reported that there are 8 municipalities and 1 district municipality accredited in level 1. Then we know about the metros, we don't have a problem. But 3 districts and 7 local municipalities accredited to level 2. And then there were also 20 municipalities that were assessed for level 2. So we do not have that list, because when we do our oversight, we have to make a follow-up. Are those municipalities, do they have capacity or ability to deliver human settlements? So that is an outstanding information that has to be submitted to the portfolio committee.
I do just have to take you back. There's something that's not making sense here. We talk about on page 17 now, urban settlements development grant, USDG provincial allocation of the grant for that period. But what gets listed here are the priority projects. So where's the table that gives us the USDG? I think it's just a matter of inserting the right table.
On 28. But I think let's focus on page 29. Page 29, okay. No, we have just included the briefing by the minister yesterday. Just 2 paragraphs. Nothing much. but it, we felt that it is important because we have interacted with him throughout this. I mean, we've seen this process. So I think it is very important that we continue that. As I was saying that I have not looked at the report, I did not have the time. You know that I verified myself. That is why I said let me bring it to you so that if there are areas that you pick up, you correct them by now. I'm still going to give myself time before it is going to be circulated. We are not going to make to send it for 86 without being circulated back to yourself so that you finally look at it. So as we have got the report in your hand, if you have got something to put as a recommendation, you are requested to send a note to police. Well, given these recommendations are just going to refine them. That's your report on our number.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, at our recommendation, I'm just checking, there is no recommendation that took on
Andre.
Yes.
That is why that we have said, let's not focus on Rick. We agreed as this portfolio committee that let's not focus our energies on Rick. Let's focus on sanitation as a whole. You remember when we begin our discussion to say, yes, there's an issue of rig. Rig is sanitation. So let's focus our energies to sanitation holistically so that what we need to have is that legislation must be transferred to us because the institutional arrangement is there. We've got the PMU. So department has got the ability. So the legislation should be transferred from Water Affairs to us. That relates specifically to sanitation. Then master lebona, the environment. As they did the environment because they transferred the legislation environment to environment, although they are within the same department. So they should do the same as rural development transferred professional title management to us. And DTI transferred to the state HS Affairs Board to us. So they must do the same. So that is why we were saying it's going to be a recommendation on sanitation body. Yeah. Can you adopt the report?
Chairperson, can I address just on page 27? With the FFC, they talk about the RIG, they say here that RIG is a national priority program. Would that be correct? Because if we look at the national priorities on page 8, they don't talk about it.
FFC was correct to say so because when it was introduced, because it was a priority project in terms of rolling out water and sanitation facilities to rural areas. So that is why the city department is in a problem because they speak languages. So OFLC is consistent with what they are saying because when it was introduced to that level.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I'm looking at that last part, one report on what you have mentioned, the question of the transfer of the legislation in the area of sanitation. But do we have to be vague the way we have put it here? I want to hear about you are still referring to the FFS. report about decolonization. What do you think is correct? And say everything what you want. But we are talking about the education on sanitation being transferred only.
That is what we are saying. I'm saying these recommendations were done by the staff. So I'm still going to refine, yes, I'm doing it because those were done by the staff. So I'm still going to refine them. Because when we were discussing, I'm sure we were not here by then, we agreed that let's take that recommendation to put it at the back. We must be clear of what we are saying. So thank you so much. May we adopt the report with amendment? Is Honorable Mashishi, seconded by Honorable Steve, headed by Honorable Steve. Meeting is adjourned. Sorry.
Just appreciation to the staff. I just wanted to say before we do close, a big thank you, first of all, to our chairperson who has guided us through this process.
Yeah.
If you've served on other committees, I don't think there's another committee that's been as thorough about their budget as ours. I'm not sure about that, but you certainly, I think, she hasn't left a stone unturned, and she hasn't left anybody out of the loop. And then, as Ntobie has already said, to the staff who also worked with her, she's a real hard cracker of the whip here, and I'm sure they work many late hours to produce this. So thank you to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Honorable Members, even for your efforts. You have made yourself available all the time. You know, we don't have a problem to get to the corridor and get a member to come and assist us in the adoption of our report. Thank you so much for your commitment.
I will look forward to you
okay,
okay. Because I don't have any more.
Okay.
But
oh,
I will
okay.
Also then send the other one.
No.
That's going to rectify now. That's going to rectify. Okay.
Bye, thank you.
So you get the one?
Yeah, from the girl.
At last,
it will give you at last
you've
got someone.
Yeah.
It will give you a view of what's
happening.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a good.
Yeah.